Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high. Hit deep. Left center. Bye-bye baseball. The legend of Andrew Vaughn keeps growing. A grand slam. You have got to be kidding me.
Lane Grindle on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is presented by NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin.
Nothing is better than October baseball.
And when it's this warm. This is fantastic.
Lane, how nice is it for those who work so hard behind the scenes to have 5 days in between the last game and the start of the NLDS and for the first two games to be played at home?
You know what? It's heavenly. It really is. I mean, you go through 162 games. It is a lot, and you don't have a ton of time sometimes through that stretch to get some of the things done around the house, and just, you know, being a dad sometimes has to be on the back burner, and nobody loves that. So you get a chance to kind of dive back into that part of your world for a little bit, and you come out of it really refreshed. I can't wait to jump back in tomorrow and call postseason baseball, because there is nothing like it. But I've been appreciative of these last 5 days. It's been wonderful.
All right, yesterday we talked a lot about what the roster would look like going into tomorrow's game. Do you have a sense of that? Like, who's going to be on the mound? Anything that you can give us?
Yeah, I mean, we know Freddie's going to get the ball to start the game. And how the roster looks from there, I think, is still anybody's guess. I mean, I don't know that there's a ton of debate on what it'll look like. I think it'll look very similar to what the ending roster was at the end of the regular season. But, you know, the question is, like, does a Brandon Lockridge make the postseason roster because of his ability to be a pinch runner late and a great defensive replacement? I think that's a possibility for sure. From a pitching standpoint, we know Brandon Woodruff's not available this round. There's maybe an outside chance he could be available in a championship series format. And certainly it sounds like there's definitely a possibility that if things would trend well, he could be an outside candidate to be on a World Series roster. But you got to get to that point first. We know he's not going to be on the NLDS roster. So, you know, how some of these guys fit in different roles is yet to be defined. I always seem to be surprised by something with the postseason roster every year. The minute I think I have it figured out, somebody throws me a curveball, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that one coming.
So no pun
intended.
We'll
wait and see the roster when it gets – yeah, exactly. We'll wait and see what the roster is when it comes out tomorrow.
We have Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle with us. Lane, I was thinking how annoying it is that we're playing the Cubs and that they're going to be coming up, but here's the silver lining, Lane. So every time we have a Brewers game, the economic impact, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, is $3 million.
Oof.
And now that
that's
we're
cake.
In the playoffs, I know. We have two.
Yeah.
So how nice is it that, you know, Milwaukee is benefiting from this? All, not just, you know, if you're a fan or not, how can you not be a Brewers fan right now?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I think that I think most people understand what the Brewers do for the community, not just in the sense of community, but what it actually does in terms of numbers and economically, how it impacts all the other businesses around and everything that comes with it. So the longer the Brewers are in the postseason, the better. We're hoping it's all the way through November, and we get a month to remember here in the month of October. And I think this team is primed to make a nice run. I really do. I think they have the right mindset. I think they have the right pieces. But it's baseball. I mean, it's, you know, as William Contreras said in his article that he wrote for the Players Tribune this week, it's a round ball. And so you just never know how it's going to bounce. And a lot of things happen that are out of your control. But I think this team's in a great position to really make a run here and hopefully make a run all the way through it.
Yes. And what a storyline with Craig Counsell. Okay. So I want to ask you this, because once we get into the playoffs, we have new food. So tell me which one you'd have. So it's a battle box of 2-foot nachos. So one side is for our opponent and the other side is us. And our side is a bed of tortilla chips split in half, Milwaukee style, and then opponent style. Or would you have Murph's Pocket Pancakes? That's going to be available at the first and third base ward chicken stands. Would you have that?
I'm going to answer first. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. I'm going pancakes all day, every day, and here's why. Don't get me wrong, nachos, delicious.
I know.
I just struggle with any cheese that comes out of a pump, and especially in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we are a state that we need to level up the nacho game and not be pumping cheese out of a machine.
Okay, Lane, what are you going to have?
Well, I'm going with my man Murph all day long. I mean, so, you know, it could have been, you know, chocolate-covered Beatles, and I was going to pick it if it was Murph's. So,
what else is going to come out of his pocket?
I don't even have chocolate-covered Beatles or pancakes.
Hey, listen, whatever gets us to the playoffs, right? He can eat whatever the heck he wants. He is Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, have a great night off, and then go Brewers. Have a really great call.
Hey, looking forward to it. What a fun time to be a Brewers fan.
Yes.